Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Now, did you know poor eating habits can aggravate common kids? And I tell you what, we're seeing more and more of this around our world, aren't we? Conditions such as food allergies and intolerances, asthma, ADHD, hyperactivity, obesity, dental problems, digestive issues, and learning disorders and difficulties are just some of the things that we're talking about. So we thought we'd get the author of best-selling cookbook, Supercharged Food, Lee Holmes, on the air with us today to help our parents out there to whip up some fabulous foods for their kids that are healthy, full of the right ingredients, and are not genetically modified. How are you, Lee?
Hi, I'm well. How are you?
Very interesting topic that you're working on here, and I tell you, it's one of those things that seems to be growing in the wrong direction.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the amount of advertising that's done around children's food and children's recipes and that kind of thing is incredible. There's so much processed food out there that it's really hard for parents to actually know what their children are actually eating.
I just think it's one of those things that, you know, to be a parent these days, I mean, surely you've got to, you know, take stock of the fact that, hey, when I grew up, my mum and dad gave me, you know, good food and stuff. Having chips and lollies and Coke and stuff for breakfast, which I've seen kids have on the side of roads driving to work, isn't really a good option.
I know. It's really interesting, actually. And in the book, Supercharged Food for Kids, I actually talk about four steps that the parents can take for their children. For example, I think it's really important for parents to start in their own backyard and have a look at what they're eating.
Mm.
Also, you know, things like cleaning out the cupboards and not having too many processed foods in there, and just to know what their children are actually eating. So reading food labels is really important as well. And just introducing slowly healthier choices. It doesn't have to be anything dramatic, but just, you know, a few ingredients here and there every day can really make a difference.
What's the difference, say, my grandmother who's 95 and she's still living at home and she's absolutely perfectly in good health with her health as compared to, say, my generation in my early 40s now? You know, what sort of food did she have that made her last longer?
I think it was because there's just so many chemicals and additives added to our food now to, you know, increase life. And there's a lot of preservatives in our food as well. And also, you know, she was probably eating real, clean, whole foods, just, you know, as nature intended. Whereas nowadays, there's so many packaged foods full of, you know, so many additives and chemicals. We don't even know what we're eating.
What's really scary, though, when you talk about that is at the end of dinner sometimes, and I've got cousins in North America, when they go to throw out stuff, the amount of packaging that comes with it is horrendous.
I know. It's so environmentally unfriendly as well, just with the packaging. And the thing that I've got a bone to pick with are the marketing companies, because they can put on something that it's natural, but it's you can have natural high fructose corn syrup and you can have natural really bad ingredients. And so people read it and they think it's natural, but it's actually not.
And I think the other term that's used a lot more liberally as well is, you know, yes, we know mums and dads are busy and getting busier and busier, but that's still no excuse, is it?
Yeah, no, exactly. I totally agree with you there.
So what options do we have? I mean, we know kids love pizza, nuggets, pasta, sweets, all those things. So what are you proposing that we do about that to maybe keep those little elements in their diet but give them the healthy option?
Yeah, that's right. So what I've tried to do is create really healthy versions of pizza and nuggets and pasta. So instead of using really toxic ingredients, what you can do is you can make a pizza with an almond meal base, or you can give them a shake, like a yummy berry shake with coconut water, and just add a little bit of spinach in there. They won't even tell the difference. They can't tell the difference. So it's just adding a few little nutrient-rich ingredients into things. I've tested the recipes on kids, and they love them.
The book is called again?
The book is called Supercharged Food for Kids, and you can get it on my website, which is superchargedfood.com.
Lee, thank you very much for joining us today on the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.